See, I see it as an expansion of gender mainstreaming, right? So if gender mainstreaming means that we are looking, we're always looking at the impact that policies, which, you know, supposedly are gender neutral,
right,
have on, you know, have on women, right? Then what I'm hearing really people say is that you need to expand it in terms of, you know, not just gender mainstreaming, but gender, racial, and ethnic mainstreaming,
yes,
right? So what's the impact of this policy on racial ethnic women, right? And so to use your example about the university that is passing on tuition benefits to people who have children, that's a huge way of transferring wealth, right, from one generation to the next. It's huge, right? And so there's a disproportionately negative impact on particular groups of women, women of color, in the academy. And we all know, for those of us who've been in the academy, that women of color are the ones who are contributing the most.
Yes.
Right, to the academy. So that's what I'm hearing, is gender mainstreaming. You know, I don't even know if there is such a thing as gender mainstreaming that's tied to race and ethnicity.
You just invented it.
There you go. That's what we need to be doing.
Why
not?
Right?
Come up with a name and do it.
And maybe the policy for the tuition thing is that women who don't